Al was going to do the message today, but he wasn't ready.
I didn't know.
Hey, Al, always, gave you 5 minutes.
Hey, what's the rule? Always be prepared to give an accounting, right? So, we married a very important lady.
Hey, this way.
What?
Get our bed in. Listen. They're all talking, but I can't hear
it. You can't hear it?
No.
And they're talking in the back. Ask your bed.
Oh. All right. Donna says behave. Be quiet.
Thanks, Shirley.
All right. So, anyway, Miss Tina, you know, we all knew Miss Tina. Love Miss Tina. She's a sweetheart. You know, right after the tournament, she fell down, had an accident, and went home to be with Jesus. So I had the honor of doing the graveside, and I was thinking to myself, you know, what explain Tina and Joe for that matter? You know, you look around and I know their kids, their grandkids, their great-grandchildren. We just baptized one of their great-grandchildren here last year, Liam, you know. And I think about what Jesus says about being fruitful, right? It says, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me and I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So, you know, with faith comes doing something, right? James says faith without works is empty, right? You can't just say, I believe, and not share the gospel with your brother. You can't just say, I'm a believer, but you don't love your neighbor. You can't just say you're a believer, but, you know, I'm cheating people, you know, during the week on my job, you know, or I'm, it's just when we're Christ followers, the fruit that we produce is good Christian fruit. Okay? That's biblical. That's what the Bible says. And if we're producing good fruit, it's gonna produce, and we're planting seeds with people. God says if you plant the seeds, he'll fertilize them, right? So, you know, talks about the path, you know, you're spreading the seeds on the path. Well, you know, some are going to land on fertile soil, some are going to land on the path and get stomped out. Some are going to land on shallow soil and grow fast and then die out. It's not our job to decide where to plant the seeds. It's our job to get the seeds planted, okay? God will figure that part out. But we need to be sharing the gospel of Christ. We need to be with our family. You look at Joe and Tina's family, it's all the way through. I don't know any of their family that's not a believer in Jesus. Every one of them. And that's because of the example that they have been for their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. It runs deep. The roots run deep. What a testimony to your life. I mean, there's no greater testimony. Yes, sir.
There's a popular t-shirt that's kind of similar to what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
You catch them and God will clean
them. Absolutely. That's right. That's what he said, you know. Come follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Our number one goal in this club is to share the gospel. No matter what. We're to love you. Share the gospel, you know, and come beside you when you need prayer. Or when you need anything, for that matter. We got a great group of guys, great group of women here. Just, you know, I just hope all of us are doing what we're supposed to be doing and sharing the word of God when we're not in church or when we're at work or wherever we are. That's what God's talking about, planting seeds, producing fruit. Okay, we can't decide where the fruit's going to come from. All we can do is plant the seed, right? But if we don't plant a good seed, if we don't never cast a seed, it's never going to grow. There's nothing ever going to come of our faith, right? I know a friend of mine said one time, you know, when you get to heaven, you're going to find out where all them seeds went. Because you never know. You know, I tell people the only Bible a lot of people are ever going to read is probably us. And how we interact. Especially if we tell them we're a Christian. There's nobody knows more about Christianity than somebody that's not a Christian. That's not very Christian-like. How many times you heard that? Well, you say you're a Christian, but I seen you drinking a beer. You say you're a Christian, but, you know, I seen you, you know, whatever, you know. I mean, they're on top of it. They're watching. So we are the only Bible that a lot of people are ever going to read, right? He got mad. He got angry. He did what? He said a curse word, you know. I mean, I've heard that one. We're people too, right? We fail. We drop the ball, you know.
We're all sinners.
What's that?
We're all sinners.
Absolutely. So it's not that we don't make mistakes. We do make mistakes. It's how we handle our mistakes, right? When we do something like that, the first thing we need to do is we need to own it, right? I mean, that's, you know, the first thing you do when you mess up with your kids or with your wife or whoever, you own it. Hey, absolutely, I messed up, you know? I shouldn't have done that, you know? I think that goes further with people that are expecting you to be righteous when it makes you real, right? I mean, because a lot of Christians portray themselves, they hide their mistakes, they hide their iniquities. They're, you know, they go to church, everything's prim and proper, you know, and I'm speaking, you know, exactly the way I'm supposed to speak, and, you know, sing out loud, and, you know, I'm doing all the things. But then, you know, they go home that evening and they're screaming at their kids and their wife and they're, you know, who knows what they're doing, you know. Hanging out on websites they're not supposed to be hanging, you know. I mean, Christianity is a full-time gig. It's not a part-time gig. And bearing fruit and being that example for your loved ones, for your fellow employees, for your people that are under you, is a huge part of that. So I'm just going to say, in honor of Tina, one thing I've said, I'm going to try to be more fruitful. I'm going to try to spread more seeds. I'm going to try to be a better me. Okay? She was a sweet, sweet lady, and we loved her to pieces, all of us. And we're going to miss her a ton. But you know what? She's home with Jesus. She built her treasure in heaven. I can't imagine what that mansion looks like. But, I mean, she has reached the epiphany of Christianity. And we should be happy for her. And we should pray for Joe. He's got a road hoe for a while. He's got a big hole. He needs our prayers. He needs our love.
One thing, Charlie, I'd like to add about that is that I think we all need to remember that there's no guarantee for tomorrow.
Amen.
I think that's the thing that
made
me realize that the most of losing Tina is that there's just no guarantee for tomorrow.
So you're in church one day and gone the next. I mean, that's the reality of life. We know not the day nor the hour. This may be our last day. We don't know. So, get that?
Yeah, I've redone the money three times.
Third time? Good job, Dave. The secretary's working overtime today. Well,
so when you get your deals and they're all
messed I wish we hadn't changed
that, ramps. And that was my fault, by the way. I'm sorry.
Oh, only one.
It was.
I did one too. Teamwork.
Yeah, it was a decision we made because we thought Oco was going to be jam-packed, and it would have been if Gordon had to pull the last minute and gave him the trailer code. So anyway, next tournament's Classic, and then Whitney, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we're going to do a fish fry on Whitney the Friday night.
Okay.
Charlie, at the Classic, we're
going to
weigh in at one spot.
Where are we
going to
do the fish fry?
We are going to weigh in at one spot.
My house.
Yeah. All right.
We'll be weighing in. Are we going to weigh in State Park? Have we decided?
Probably good enough. Unless somebody else has got a different one.
The thing is, with State Park, you got to pay to get in.
Yeah.
Cypress, you wouldn't have to. But not everybody's going to.
Probably a majority are going to.
Is there a more central location?
Yeah, where we usually load in. What's the name of that place right down there by you?
I don't